The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, I am Avra Lewis with the North Carolina Reading Service, and for the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Essence Magazine. The first article is titled, Making the Season Bright. Members of Team Essence are excited to continue meaningful family customs. One of my fondest holiday traditions is holding a gift exchange with my family on Christmas Eve. But the real joy is making Rice Krispie treats with all the kids so they can leave them out for Santa. Kelvin Byers, Senior Social Media and Branded Content Manager. I've always loved the holidays, starting with lively Thanksgiving and continuing into parties and spiritual gatherings. When I light our Hanukkah menorah, I recall how precious it was to see my mother do the same when I was a child. Pamela Ruffalo Grossman, contributing copy editor. My little family does our own version of the Feast of the Seven Fishes on Christmas Eve. We have 3 to 5 types of seafood and soul food or southern cuisine. It's kinda hilarious and random like us. This takes me back to the Christmases of my youth. Food, family, and fun. Bridget Bartlett Royal, Senior Research Editor. I love the holiday cheer, plus my birthday falls around Christmas. Now that we have a little one, I look forward to new traditions. We enjoy holiday markets, and there's a Polar Express-like train ride that I hope to get to with our son. Tabitha Corley James, Assistant Vice Editor. The next article is titled 2024 Essence Power 40. Here are 40 of the most influential power players in business, spanning corporate, entrepreneurship, music, technology, and media. As we unveil our annual list of the most significant Black movers and shakers in business, Essence honors those who are driving progress and inspiring change on every level, from local communities to the global stage. These individuals are redefining excellence in their respective fields and leaving an indelible mark on our culture. Our compilation is a celebration of their bold ambition, deep sense of purpose, and transformative impact. We recognize the challenges they face and the barriers they're breaking, understanding that their success is hard won and profoundly meaningful. Join us in applauding these extraordinary leaders who are making a difference and shaping the future of business. Presenting the 2024 Power 40. Corporate. Challenging the status quo is second nature to Chandra Vassar as the Vice President and Chief Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Officer at Nissan Americas and President of the Nissan Foundation. Vassar has helped to profoundly reshape our corporate culture. Her leadership centers around creating equitable spaces where underrepresented voices are not only heard, but also empowered. Her efforts continue to inspire transformative action, ensuring that equity is not just an initiative, but a core value. Sometimes I've been the first, and that's okay, but I shouldn't be the last, Vassar says. So I am making sure that I'm paving the way for others to come behind me. Slessor Baker is a creative genius behind the flawless faces and cutting-edge products at Sephora. As a trailblazer in the beauty industry, she has expertise in brand strategy and an ability to spot trends. These have helped elevate Sephora's offerings to new heights. I feel strongly that good leadership is an investment in individuals, says Baker, pushing when necessary, providing coverage when needed, and rolling up your sleeves and doing the work with them. Crystal Thomas has the ability to blend luxury with authenticity, has solidified her reputation as a visionary in the hospitality industry. Through her strategic leadership at Hyatt, she has overseen the development and growth of some of the most iconic hotel experiences worldwide. The next time you are enjoying your stay at a Hyatt, know her magic is sprinkled somewhere within those walls. As a Black woman who's often either the only Black face, the only woman, or the only Black woman on the Zoom or in a meeting, I am constantly reminded of how important and rare my voice and perspective are among a sea of others with seemingly similar life experiences, Thomas says. If you look up the definition of powerhouse, you might find a picture of Dasha Smith, who holds one of the most influential roles in the world of sports management as the highest ranking Black woman executive at the league office in the NFL. Smith displays leadership encompassing a wide range of responsibilities, from human resources to workplace culture. This makes her instrumental in guiding the league's strategic direction. My goal, she says, is to have contributed to a more equitable and inclusive environment in the sports industry, one that will benefit the next generation of leaders, including perhaps my own two children one day, ensuring that the NFL remains a positive force in society. Playing a crucial role in shaping the narrative for one of the world's most iconic sports brands is no big deal, right? Well, actually, it's major. As public relations director of Adidas North America, Makita NG has masterfully navigated the intersection of sports, culture, and media, making sure the brand stays at the forefront of global conversations. I think one of the most important questions for anyone in my position is, how do you stay true to yourself while representing a major brand? Says Makita. For me, it's about finding that sweet spot where brand goals and personal values intersect, revolutionizing the spirits industry one investment at a time. Dia Sims and Aaron J. Hall are setting new standards as co-founders of Pronghorn, an incubator committed to increasing diversity in the alcoholic beverage space. Through Pronghorn, Sims and Hall are proving that equity, empowerment, and innovation can mix well together with tasty results. I am fueled by a relentless drive to challenge the status quo and create meaningful change within our industry and far beyond, says Hall. Sims agrees. Every day is another opportunity to do the work of making dreams come true. When you say Calvin Butler's name, make sure you put some respect on it. A dynamo in the industry sector, Butler is head of the Exelon, the nation's largest utility company, by customer count. He is one of only 8 black CEOs leading Fortune 500 companies. They account for just 1.6% of all Fortune 500 CEOs. Under his direction, Exelon has not only achieved business success, but has played a pivotal role in advancing the transition to a more sustainable energy future. As I have advanced through my career, there are two things that I have kept consistent, says Butler. First, I push myself to deliver at the highest level. Second, always be ready to lead. You never know when the next opportunity may come your way. Juanita Slappy exemplifies the phrase, doing it for the culture. And as head of multicultural marketing for Cadillac, she ensures that the company is synonymous with that as well. She's at the forefront of efforts to engage with diverse audiences, and her innovative campaigns have set new standards for inclusivity in the automotive industry. Don't believe us? Check her resume. Being a servant leader and leaning into people's different communication styles and supporting that diversity of thought is very important to me, Slappy says. Imagine playing a pivotal role in elevating the visibility of black voices and narratives across media platforms for one of the largest tech companies in the world. How about doing it all before the age of 40? Ask Nikki Foreman to show you the way. With a career rooted in communications and cultural advocacy, Foreman has been instrumental in fostering strong media connections between Amazon and the black community. This may sound cliche, but I've always found joy in the idea that I can leave the world a better place than I found it, she says. I hope to be remembered for my commitment to kindness and integrity, and I want to empower those around me to lead lives of authenticity and compassion. The next article is titled An Art Collector's Abode in the Black Beverly Hills. As many as 130 stunning works are on captivating display around Aisha Seldon's Los Angeles home. Aisha Seldon is an art aficionado. When the South Philadelphia native left her hometown in 2021 for the hills of Los Angeles, she had no idea that collecting works from artists across the African diaspora would become a passionate pursuit. Her first purchased piece was a painting of a Cuban woman with a turban and cigar by B. Robert Moore, and Seldon felt compelled to keep investing in our artists, our stories, and the preservation of our culture. The author, activist, and financial service executive has since amassed a collection of 130 contemporary and figurative works of art that depict the lives of black and brown people globally. We should be the custodians of our visual stories, she says, and support artists who look like us, because who better to be the custodians of those stories than Black people? Artfully scattered around her 3,000 square foot mid-century modern View Park home are abstract paintings, framed Black and white portraits dating back decades, glossy objects d'art, and sculptures, a brother in a sweater counting money, and twin canvas rainbows covered in shattered glass. View Park, along with Baldwin Hills, Windsor Hills, and Ladera Heights, represents the highest concentration of Black wealth on the West Coast. I think it is, aside from PG and Charles County in Maryland, the largest area of affluent Black Americans, Selden says. That makes it a perfect place to display her art. I show my collection quite a bit to other collectors, dealers, advisors, and curators, she explains. I have them come through to experience the art, but also to support the artist. If these artists are not getting the support they need from a gallery or on an institutional level, then suddenly we won't have them because they can't make a living creating. Lindsay Adams, Sidney Kane, Kareem Anthony Ferreira, Al Torrance, Gumby, Barkley I. Hendrix, R. Jallo, Micah Johnson, Jaws Knight, Nelson McComo, Robert Peterson, Devin Reynolds, Phyllis Steffens, Hank Willis Thomas, and Austin Uzor all have a place in Selden's sacred space. She wants to make sure we remember their names. When Selden was house hunting, her good friend Eric Gordon put what natives refer to as the Black Beverly Hills on her radar. I'm from Philly, so initially I was looking for a walkable neighborhood like downtown LA or West Hollywood, she says. But Gordon quickly rerouted her home buying plans, and Selden is happy he did. She recalls that Gordon stated an important reminder. Philadelphia is a very Black city. You won't see Black people in West Hollywood. That's not what you want. She embraced the pivot and fell in love with this melanated pocket of California. I have lived in LA for 3 years, and if I could choose all over again, I would still choose View Park, she says. When I moved in, neighbors would come over and introduce themselves as professors at UCLA, physicians, dentists. It literally blew my mind. My first home was a housing project in South Philly, she recalls, of her former digs in Paschal Village. I always say I grew up twice, once in poverty, and then I had a professional upbringing, which was all about wealth and capitalism in America. Selden graduated from Temple University with a degree in economics and marketing, then spent the early years of her career in stock and real estate investment. Her journey to the top of the hill taught her about building wealth for herself, and that seeded in her a sense of responsibility to teach people who look like her how to build wealth in this system too. Since 2009, she has had a voice on social media platforms using Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, now X, to share information about wealth building through purchasing stocks, owning land, and investing in real estate. I was documenting my progress of buying houses and renovating them, she says. I would give all my numbers, purchase price, renovation costs, what I was receiving in rent. I was committed to helping others build wealth through property ownership. An important part of Selden's identity is paying it forward while she climbs the proverbial ladder of success. But these days, home is equally important to the self-professed introvert. She purposefully designed a space from which she doesn't need a vacation. It is a place where she can spend hours sitting with art she admires. I want to be at home. I love it here, she says. I know a lot of people can't wait to escape home. I never feel that way. My home is my escape, and I don't take that for granted. Home, for me, is where I can pick up a familiar book and flip through it. I can literally stand there and stare at a piece of art. That typically means, for most people, going to galleries and museums where you are surrounded by other people. The fact that I can do that at home in peace and solitude, that to me is what home is about. When she purchased the mid-mod fixer-upper in February 2019, she had big plans to make this her forever crib. What was here looked like it hadn't been touched since it was built in the late 1940s and early 1950s, she says. She tore it down and built what she wanted while salvaging some of the distinctive charm of the era. Selden wanted clean lines, white walls, and sumptuous marble and asymmetrical exteriors, floor-to-ceiling windows that emphasize nature and bring the outdoors in, and views of downtown LA and the mountains of Terrania. Fittingly, the appliances and furnishings that adorn her home are bespoke works of art. She wouldn't have it any other way. She settled on a polished brass La Hornu double oven before renovations even started. Each of her sofas, the curved double olive sofas in the sitting room, the black couch adjacent to the kitchen, and the white piece in the lounge space outside her office were custom made by Jay Alexander in Beverly Hills. Her burnished brass puzzle coffee table connects as a single piece, but Selden keeps the sections separated and stacked with essential reeds by some of the greatest artists of our time, including luminaries such as Gordon Parks and Jamal Shabazz. My floors are one of my favorite design elements of the house, she says of the marble tile that spills from her powder room into the black and gold herringbone flooring she had imported from the United Kingdom. It's a beautiful transition. As for what's next for her sacred space, she says it's to make her backyard, which she jokes has tumbleweed rolling through, as vibrant and escape as the home's interior. I really need to devote some time, energy, and effort into creating an outdoor oasis, Selden states. I've got the space for it, but I can't stop buying art. The next article is titled, The Best Gift You Can Give for the Holidays. Here's the best kept secret about generational wealth, and it's not what you think it is. When we think about generational wealth, we usually think of financial assets, money, businesses, real estate, investments that have been passed down. For too long, we have believed that wealth is only about money. I wondered how some families maintained wealth for over a century by simply passing down cash and assets. Beyond generational wealth, the story they don't tell us about wealth. The traditional view of generational wealth emphasizes passing down financial assets like stocks, real estate, or family businesses. However, for Black families, this definition is incomplete. Wealth must encompass more than financial status, especially given the systemic exclusion they have faced. As wealth concentrates, Black families see generational wealth as an economic game changer. Research shows high net worth families focus not just on transferring financial assets, but also on sharing knowledge, access, and relationships. By packaging these forms of wealth and ensuring they are passed down for generations, we can empower our families to build lasting dynasties. Dynastic wealth, a new definition. In my application to the United States Patent and Trademark Office, I defined dynastic wealth as business training, mentoring, and educational workshops aimed at intergenerational wealth transfer, entrepreneurship, and professional development for socially and economically disadvantaged individuals, particularly in Black and African American communities. A family reaches dynastic status when they control their wealth for three consecutive generations. Madam C.J. Walker exemplifies this, passing down not only money, but also a legacy of entrepreneurship and empowerment. Similarly, Uncle Nearest's story highlights how elevating individual experiences can celebrate innovation. Dynastic wealth encompasses financial wealth and also the stories and strategies that truly build a family dynasty. Spiritual wealth, the family's greater purpose. At the core of dynastic wealth is a commitment to a greater purpose beyond just financial gain. Spiritual wealth requires cultivating a shared family identity and vision that will guide future generations by establishing parameters for how the family's financial wealth can be distributed. This pillar of wealth is the bedrock of the family constitution, which provides the instructions for the family trust. The wealth of knowledge, recording the rich wisdom from life and lived experience. Another key pillar of dynastic wealth is recording the wealth of knowledge, the collective wisdom and insights gained through lived experiences. This documentation serves as a foundation for family decisions and storytelling, ensuring that future generations benefit from the hard-earned lessons. Well, we have run out of time for today's episode of Essence. We hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I am Aver Lewis, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Essence is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.